This is a 10-minute preview of the Charles Manson Deep Fat Fried that we did for our patrons on March 16th, 2018. Friday episodes of DFF are available to patrons only at patreon.com/DFF podcast. He was the occult motherfucking piece of shit. What done killed some celebrities back in the day. And he looks all crazy. And his name was Chuck. Here's a fucking DFF about Charles Manson. Do it.
Deep Fat Fried!
This is actually not about Charles Manson. This is about how Scotty is a fucking faggot.
Whoa. I didn't get that memo. I didn't do any research for the Scotty is a faggot DFF, and
that's okay. I think I'm an expert.
I think he was assuming that you were just going to understand that, you know.
I mean, I've got a few stories.
The truth is self-evident.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, TJ. How about DFF? TJ's a miserable, whiny fuck.
Yeah, TJ's been in a bad mood tonight, man. You can't even approach TJ. Like, he got mad. Like, Chelsea made him a nice cup of coffee. And she brings it to him, and he's like, sugar? And she's like, do you want some? And he's like, yeah. She comes and puts sugar in it. He lets it sit on the desk for like 30 minutes. And then he finally picks it up and takes a sip of it, and he's like, can't even get hot coffee around these fucking place. She's just like, what is wrong with you? What happened? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed today, TJ?
Dude, around, I don't even know, like 5 or 6 o'clock, I just started having a fucking huge headache, and I went and laid down, and it felt like the second I laid in bed, Scotty was knocking on my door.
Nope.
And then I'm just like, fuck. And then since then, I've been a miserable piece of shit. And
that was 2.5 hours you just laid down.
Yeah, and it didn't fucking help at all. But this coffee is helping, so that's good.
That is a good thing. So
I told TJ, I'm like, TJ, like, you had any weed today? And he's like, no. You had any caffeine today? He's like, no. I'm like,
well, I was trying to conserve.
You're missing your addictions.
I was trying to conserve the goddamn green, man. Because, you know.
Trying to do, man.
Stores runneth low, man. Stores runneth goddamn low, man.
I think thou dost fucking smoke too much, TJ.
I think you're wrong.
Like a rug.
The caffeine stores are high, though. Come on.
Yeah, TJ.
Got no excuse there.
There's no caffeine shortage.
Early scammed again. That's right.
Yeah, right?
Scammed again.
How you guys like that shit?
Scammed again.
Figure we start doing it a little early. Throw you motherfuckers a curveball. All these motherfuckers that left thinking like, it's not starting for 10 more minutes.
Started now.
Too bad. Started without you, you fucking miserable cocksuckers. Man, that was a terrible intro I did.
It was awful.
I was going to fucking be like, it's the cultist with the mostest or some shit. But then
that's what I was expecting. But
then
I fucking
start open my, they're culting. Oh shit, I already fucked it up. Try to play this off like you intended this as an artistic
I think
decision.
I remember it. You were like, the occult motherfucker what killed some celebrities back in the day.
TJ, let's do that intro again, TJ.
Yeah, can we get a take two on that intro, right, TJ?
Because
that was a pretty weak fucking intro.
DFF intro, take two.
And take two.
The cultist with the mostest. It's Charles Manson on Deep Fat Fried.
Deep Fat Fried!
A lot of people have asked about the who says Deep Fat Fried. It actually is Charles Manson.
Yeah.
We actually went back in time and got him to say Deep Fat Fried.
Yep, there it is.
So we finally revealed it.
It's actually Paul.
What?
Yeah. No, dude, it's fucking Charles Manson.
I was there. I recorded Paul doing it.
I don't recall that.
You're full of shit, dude.
I recorded Paul doing that, actually.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was actually what happened, guys.
Wow.
What? That's what happened.
Your whimsical story is not accurate.
I see.
I don't know.
All right, we can't all do it. All right, come on now. All right, so fucking Charles Manson.
Yeah, Charlie Manson. Good old Charlie.
You guys might have noticed we've been doing shows a little bit differently, where we have like show leaders and shit. People kind of take the charge. This one we collaborated on.
We're collaborating.
I want coffee.
We corroborated on some evidence. Here we go. And you know what, Scott? Paul. Paul took the early life of Charles Manson.
Charlie.
Of old Chucky.
Come
there.
Come with me.
Scotty took the fucking murders, the famous murders and the cult years. And I took the prison life. Of the late prison life, because he was in prison before he did any of the murders as well.
Yeah, you got the longest term to cover, TJ.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he was in jail, so it wasn't like he was up to too much. Although
that's true.
He was still up to stuff.
He was still up to some shit, for sure. But Paul, since you studied the early life of this young man, there's a picture I definitely got to show at this point.
Yeah, pull it up.
And if you guys want proof that you can be born totally batshit crazy, here's a picture of Chuck Manson as a little kid.
Yep. The earliest picture that I could find of Charlie. Already got the crazy eyes, already got the smile.
It looks like this kid has already committed like a mass shooting or something.
Yeah, already plotting to have people murdered.
You know, a lot of kids are kind of goofy, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Gotta give him that.
Charlie Manson's life starts out sad as soon as he's born. And most people, you know, they get a few days where they're taken care of as a baby before their life becomes totally sad. Charlie Manson's life immediately sad. Because his birth certificate, his mom didn't bother to name him. So she squatted him out, and they're like, what do you want to name him, ma'am? And she's like, nothing. So his birth certificate name, his original birth certificate, was No Name Maddox.
No Name Maddox. Why Maddox?
Maddox was his mother's last name.
Okay, so they just called him No Name.
Yes. So No Name Maddox.
He got the surname.
So
she
showed up, shat out a baby, and they're like, oh, he's a little bundle of joy. What's he called? Eh.
Yep, and then later on, she got around to picking a name for him and named him Charles Millis after her father, and then got into one of her many ill-conceived relationships, and one of his stepfathers gave him the Manson surname.
Yeah, William Manson.
So, No Name Maddox is how this poor kid was born. He told a lot of stories about his childhood, and it's kind of up in the air as to what's true and what isn't about them, but I like to think
folks
that...
Folks like this do tend to mythologize their lives to an extent.
Sure,
so.
But I like to think that there's at least a kernel of truth in some of the stories that he tells.
Probably at least emotionally.
Well, before we get to his stories, though, his biological father was probably a dude named Colonel Walker Scott Henderson. Colonel Walker Henderson Scott.
Which, the title Colonel, he wasn't actually a colonel or anything.
He told his mother he was. He used to use the fact that his first name was Colonel, which was actually his first given name, and used that as kind of like a grifter to get people to believe that he was in the military. And he did that to Charlie's mom. She got pregnant with him, and he was like, baby, I've been called away to war, but keep the home fires burning for me, sweet pea. And then he just left, and it took her a while, but she realized he wasn't coming back.
I don't think he's coming back.
And that's it's probable that Charlie never met or knew his dad, although nobody knows for sure.
That's sad.
Poor Charlie.
So one of the earlier stories that he tells about himself was that his mom, when he was a toddler, took him into some cafe somewhere and was sitting there, and one of the waitresses thought he was cute.
Sitting there?
Yeah, she was sitting there having a dinner with him, and one of the waitresses thought he was cute and was like, that's such a cute little boy, and she was like, for a pitcher of beer, you can have him.
So here he is as a little boy, just for reference.
Might have been around this age that this happened.
This is actually right before the beer pitcher exchange.
Yep. So, his mom says, for a pitcher of beer, you can have him. And the waitress thought it was a funny joke, so she brought her a pitcher of beer anyway. And according to Charlie, his mother made good on her deal and just left him there. And a few days later, his uncle finally was able to track him down and bring him back home again. So,
here, you can have this defective little piece of shit.
Yep. In the first grade, which I guess would have probably been around when that picture you just had up was taken, there were stories that Charlie used to convince girls in his class to beat up boys that were picking on him. And then when the girls would rat him out and say, well, it was Charlie's idea, he told us to do it, he would tell the principal, no, I didn't tell them to do anything. They were doing what they wanted to do, which is kind of an eerie parallel that we'll get into when we get to Scotty's portion of the research.